And he, the man who's telling us all about the surfing on the web, is Steve McCabe. Hello there, Steve.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon to you. Now, can you hold a tune, Mr. McCabe?
Not in the slightest. I'm absolutely dreadful, which is probably why I'm having an awful lot of problems with a new website I've discovered. The oddly named Midomo.com, again, which is one of the struggling to find good names for sites these days. This is supposedly a music recognition site that goes one further than apps like, for example, Shazam, the old iPhone app that can recognize a song that you play into it. This one purports to being able to recognize songs that you sing to it or even hum to it.
And obviously you've had a go.
Obviously I've had a go. I was testing it out last night. I sang possibly the greatest song ever written, Sympathy to the Devil by the Rolling Stones. I obviously sang it very, very badly because it seemed to think I was singing Talking in Your Sleep by Crystal Gale.
Okay. I'm not
so
quite...
The algorithm needs a little bit of tweaking just yet, or possibly it's my singing that needs a tweaking. Take your pick.
Or could it be that, in fact, there are some similar sequences of notes in the Crystal Gale song as there are in the Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones? Is it such a thing possible?
You're very generous. I'm going with the fact that I'm a dreadful singer.
Okay. And now I just want to double check. Is it Midomo or Midomi?
I beg your pardon. Midomi. Yes, you're quite right.
So M-I-D-O-M-I.
Yes, I guess it's going to be like the Do-Re-Mi notes.
I thought it had a Japanese look about it. But yes, you're probably right.
It does, doesn't it? Yes.
So it could be useful if you can hold a tune.
Yes, which is why I was probably the wrong person to be researching it, I have to be honest. But, I mean, it has potential. It's obviously going to have to be a very, very flexible algorithm. And obviously the reality is that you can't tap into, like, songs like, apps like Shazam can actually tap into the exact rhythm and they can pick out this very specific timing of a rhythm. This is a lot more fluid, and so it's bound to be a lot more flawed. Artificial intelligence isn't really quite where we need it to yet. We can go, oh, what's that song? You know, that one.
Yes.
And basically that's what we're asking it to do at this stage.
Oh, well, they'll keep working on it, I suspect, Steve.
I'm sure they will, and they won't be asking me to be a beta tester.
Okay. Now, what is this website Kiva, K-I-V-A, kiva.org? What's all that about?
Kiva.org is a microfinancing site. This is an interesting little bit of microcapitalism that's grown up over the last few years, and this is one of the latest iterations to it. The idea is that a lot of people who need very small loans, especially in developing countries, they only need what's to us very, very small amounts of money to get their business off the ground. And so this is an opportunity for people who want to get involved in that to lend $25 at a time. So you're not making a huge risk, not a massive investment, even though they say that in the order of 8% of loans do get repaid. But what's to somebody in New Zealand might not seem like a monstrous sum of money is to somebody in, say, Kenya, for example, where a lot of their loans are sourced to, is actually a potentially life-changing sum. And so the idea is you can find projects that you think are worthwhile and you can support them with a sum that's not huge to you but very valuable to the people involved.
Do we know whether this all works, that these loans go through to the people who they're meant to go through to and they actually are able to turn the money to good use?
Well, that is the inevitable cynicism that comes from microfinancing in general. It's a phenomenon that has a very, very good track record. It's been going for a few years. I'm inclined to be charitable on this one.
Good on you. Now, what should I read next.com?
If ever there was a website that had a name that told you exactly what it did, it's this one. Basically, plug in the name of a novel or a writer that you've enjoyed recently. It'll tell you what to read next. Simple as that. So I had a quick play last night. Try putting in the obvious choice was... what's her name? The recent Booker Prize winner from the Lou Reed. Eleanor...
Yes, Catton.
Catton, of course, yes.
Yes.
And it told me next I should be reading Hilary Mantel, mm-hmm. Geoffrey Eugenides, or Murakami Haruki. It's brilliant. It's a lot more reliable than Midomi. It tells you, if you like this, you're going to like that.
Or you could just go to your favourite local bookstore and ask them. Steve McCabe, thank you very much. We've run out of time.